Nation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Cremosta into the double team at top. Moronic. Connor leaves it out for Saborin. Wilkie has it. Knocked out of his hands, but Saborin's there up top. Connor Moronic, and he'll hit his first three of the ball game. And that is the ninth three of the contest for Ravenna.
Today, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament featuring Overton, Loop City, Centura, and the host Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Left side of the key, crossover dribble. Bounce pass up top, Olmstead saw it coming. This time it's Zach with the steal and in for the layup. He'll score and a foul to go along with it.
It's Championship Tuesday in Ravenna, and the Jays play in both contests. First, the girls will battle Loop City, then it's the Battle of Ones, as C2 top-ranked Ravenna battles D1 top-ranked Overton. It's the Blue Jay Holiday Tournament coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live for Ravenna with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Ravenna. It is time for the final game of the 2010 Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament, and it should be a dandy. The boys' championship between two top-ranked teams. The preseason number one team in D1, the 5-1 Overton Eagles, against the preseason number one team in C2, the 5-1 Ravenna Blue Jays. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seat pregame show as we get ready for basketball. Earlier today in the boys' consolation, it was a defensive battle, and Centura wins it by a score of 30-28 on Cameron Aitken's putback at the buzzer to take home the victory over Loop City. And in the girls' game, all Ravenna. They were 9 of 34 from three-point land and forced Loop City into 30 turnovers to win it 64-20. We'll take a break on the New Tech Seat pregame show and bring you the starting lineups for this battle of number ones here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's bring you the starting lineups for tonight's battle of number ones, brought to you by 5 Points Bank. The Better Bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The Better Bank is just simply better. First off, the visitors from Overton. Number 11, 5'11" sophomore Matt Ayton. Number 23, 6'3" senior Jacob Jensen. Number 31, a 6-foot senior Brady Weiss. Number 33, a 5'11" senior is Zach Olmstead. And number 35, 6'2" junior, Jacob Olmstead. The head coach of the Eagles is Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little. They come in at 5-1. Their lone loss came in overtime to state-rated Loomis, a game that they led by double digits in the second half and kind of let get away there. Loomis, a solid ball club themselves at 5-1, getting the victory in that game. For Ravenna, number 21 is a 5'11" junior, Trevor Saborin. Number 25, a 6'2" junior, Tyson Anderson. Number 31, a 6'4" junior, Connor Baronic. Number 32, a 5'10" junior, Mark Cremosta. And number 43, a 6-foot junior, Lucas Wilkie. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baranek, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bassnett, and Adam Mingus. They come in at 5-1 on the season, ranked number one in Class C2. Their only loss coming in to Class B, Gretna, who is ranked second and unbeaten on the season. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank. The opening tip is coming up.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Happy New Year, and thanks for your business from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Jacob Jensen will jump center against Connor Baranek as we're ready to get this battle of number ones underway, and the opening tip will be controlled by the Ravenna Blue Jays, and you've got to look for man-to-man and a three-pointer. Cremosa to start things off is no good, but the offensive rebound, Tyson Anderson up and in, and Ravenna. Ooh, Jacob Jensen, something happened underneath. He got stepped on or he's got a cramp or something. And it looks like he's going to maybe come out of the ball game. They blew the whistle. I didn't see exactly what happened. But Tyson Anderson got the offensive rebound. And Overton really was trying to get set defensively. And Ravenna kind of beat him to the punch, got going so quickly that they're up 2-0. And Jensen is going to stay in the ball game. I can't believe Jensen's in there. He can't even move. He is really limping out there. And he's going to stay in the game. They give him the ball on the left wing, dribbles to the left baseline. And he'll throw it all the way up top. Connor Baranek tipped it. It goes off Van Aten and out of bounds. And Overton will turn it over. I think a key in this basketball game is Overton has got to get through the first 4 minutes. They cannot fall behind big. Don't let Ravenna get off to that quick start. Don't be trying to play catch-up all night long. Last year, they played in the first round, and Ravenna won by 3, and it was close pretty much the whole way. Anderson comes through, and before he can get the shot up, we got a foul up top. And a little hand check on Jacob Jensen. And again, if he's going to be slowed or hampered here by a sprained ankle, and they're going to get him out of there, yeah. And that's not good. See if they can get him healed up over there. Tanner Ryan's going to come in. And for Tanner, he's just a freshman. Will have his hands full against Anderson. Inbounds pass comes to Tyson Anderson on the left wing. Moves past Ryan to the baseline, trying to force the jumper. Goes up and under and scores. Tyson Anderson with back-to-back buckets. And Ravenna out to a 4-0 lead. Let's see if Overton can get things going now. Across the timeline with it, Brady Weiss swings it over to Olmstead. Trying to get it inside. Ball knocked away by Will. Keep it picked back up by Olmstead up top. And as he drives in, a whistle and a hand check foul. That's also going to be interesting to see how the game's called tonight. If it's called close, that will really take away any momentum from the ball game as it's on Tyson Anderson for the flow to the game. Inbound to Aten. Quick three. Left wing is too strong. And the rebound brought down by Lucas Wilkie. And up the floor comes Tyson Anderson with a basketball. Back to Saborn for the three. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Wilkie. His shot blocked out of bounds by Jacob Olmstead. The ball will stay in the hands here of Ravenna. Already up 4-0, a minute and a half into the ballgame. And throwing it in will be Connor Baranek on the low post to Wilkie. He bobbles it, gets it back to Baranek, right corner. Comes into the lane, throws through the lane to Cremosa. Cremosa kicks it back out. Connor Baranek fakes the three, comes down the paint, runs over a man, and a charge going to be called. Both officials were right on it. Zach Olmstead takes the charge. Connor Baranek with his first personal foul. And with these teams familiar with each other, playing each other, if not exactly the same team the last 3 years, at least the same style, they know what's going to be going on. And Olmstead with a nice move. Here's a pick and roll trying to get it down to Olmstead. It's not handled cleanly, and so it's picked up by Zach out to Jake. He'll fire it away from 15 and hit it. Jake Olmstead gets Overton on the board, and quickly the other way. Lucas Wilkie brings it down low, and a blocking foul going to be called on Olmstead. And they're going to say no shot. And now I think they changed their mind. Lucas Wilkie's going to go to the line, and shoot two. So Wilkie fouled down low by Olmstead. That'll be the first foul on Zach. And the free throw is up and in. 5-2 Ravenna. Battle of number one. Second free throw up and in. Even Ravenna shoots free throws quickly. Presses on. They get it to Weiss. Outlet to Ayton. They've got a 3-on-1. Ayton bounce pass behind Tanner Ryan, and his shot no good as Veronica had good defense. That was not a good pass. They had a 3-on-1 and sure didn't take advantage, and we've got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Overton as Ayton tied up Anderson. 5:54 to go, first quarter. And Overton ball underneath their own hoop. They get it underneath to Olmstead, and he is going to be fouled on his attack to the right side of the hoop. So we've had 5 fouls in 2 minutes and 8 seconds, and 2 free throws coming up for Zach Olmstead. The foul was called on Trevor Sabor, his first. And the first free throw by Zach is up and in. 6-3 Ravenna. Ravenna trying to sweep their holiday tournament titles, which they've done many times in the past. Second free throw is up, and that's going to bounce around but go. And Olmstead hits them both. Overton hasn't necessarily shot free throws all that well this year. They're going to have to tonight. Both teams are going to have to play really good to win this one. Down to Lucas Wilkie. Might have double dribbled. They let him go. Spins off the glass and scores. Lucas Wilkie with 4 points, and it's 8-4. Ravenna leads it by 4, and Overton will bring it across the timeline. Good crowd on hand from Ravenna. Decent crowd from Overton. In fact, I thought there'd be more people here for this battle, but too much going on in between the holidays as Ayton comes off the pick, throws up a wild shot. It's no good. Connor Veronica gets the rebound. Running and gunning. Trevor Saborn all the way to the low block. And another foul. 2 free throws going to be coming up. They're going to call the foul on Brady Weiss. And Trevor Saborn's going to go to the line and shoot 2. As it quiets down, the free throw is up and no good. Too strong. Earlier today, the boys' cancellation, 30-28, Centura won it, and a whitewashing in the girls' championship, 64-20, Ravenna crushed Loup City. Second free throw is good, so Saborn has his first point, and it's 9-4, pressure onto the backcourt, pass tipped away, and Overton's going to have to take it out again. Overton broke the press once, and then didn't take advantage of it. Inbounds pass comes to Olmstead, and Zach needs some help in the backcourt, gets it to Matt Ayton. He's going to have to hustle to get it across the timeline, and he does, and then he throws it away. Tanner Ryan was trying to come off of a pick and didn't get out there. Second Overton turnover again. Jacob Jensen got hurt like 2 seconds into the ball game, and I think he rolled his ankle, and now he's not even on the bench. They've got him somewhere trying to retape him up. As Saborn comes down the lane, gives it off to Wilkie, throws the shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Brady Weiss. Weiss will get it over on the left wing, now tries to dribble backwards, and they won't let him go that way either. So finally gets it into the front court. Here's Olmstead for 3, and an open 3 for Jake Olmstead. He's got both field goals for Overton. He'll knock it down. 9-7. Coach Baranek said last night, you can't just let them have them. As Kramosta shoots a 3 at the other end, it's no good. Nobody can grab the loose ball. Out of bounds off of Overton. Checking in for Overton will be Dallas Mavard. And for the Blue Jays of Ravenna, here comes Sid Techmeyer and Garrett Irvine. Scotts Bluff leads the Kearney girls at the end of 3, 27-16. In holiday tournament basketball action in the GNAC. The boys will play Lexington at 7:15. And Ravenna has the ball. Connor Veronik guarded by Olmstead. Olmstead blocks the shot of the way by Jacob Olmstead. Blocks it. Now Zach has it. Brings it to the other end. Throws it up off the glass. It's good on a tip try by Tanner Ryan. They wanted offensive goaltending. They didn't get it. Tanner Ryan ties the game at 9. Coach Baranek didn't say too much as Connor top of the key for 3. Hits it. First 3 of the ball game for Ravenna is from Connor Baranek, and it's 12-9 Blue Jays. Now we're picking up the pace. Weiss gets it to Ryan, left baseline. He's left alone, off the glass and in. Back-to-back buckets by Tanner Ryan. 12-11 with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Ravenna by 1. Anderson, left wing, drives the baseline, got the double team, ran out of real estate, just threw it up. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Tanner Ryan and will stay with the Blue Jays. back in Lucas Wilkie and Mark Cremosta. And Irvine and Techmeyer out. I think you're going to see the big three of Anderson, Saborn, and Baronic play almost every minute if it stays close. Baronic throws it in. Back cuts Saborn. Wide open. Great inbound play. And the layup is good for Trevor Saborn. So many great inbound plays for Ravenna, and they execute them so well against man-to-man or zone, which they rarely see. Olmstead with it up between the circles. Jake with it. Long three off the way, and it's off the mark. Rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson, and Ravenna doing a good job on the boards early on to Saborn. Saborn, 360 move, up and in, and another foul. And right now, the speed of Ravenna is paying off big dividends. And they have put up 7 points here in a hurry after Overton tied it at 9. Matt Ayton returns to the lineup. The foul on Brady Weiss is his second, so he'll come out. Jacob Jensen is back on the bench, sitting next to Coach Jay Stair. And now the free throw attempt for Trevor Saborn. It's up, and it rattles around and won't go. And Jacob Olmstead has his first rebound, and then it's knocked away. Steal made, 3-on-2. Anderson dishes it off to Wilkie. Oh, Ayton got up in the air and falls on top of him, and the foul will be called on Matt. Matt was going up to try and block it, and Wilkie gave him a ball fake, and landed right on top of him. And that'll be his first personal foul, and Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. 16-11, Ravenna, 2:53 to go in the first quarter of play here on Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Connor Baronic to throw it in underneath the Ravenna hoop. Looking, goes backside. Wilkie just trying to push back on Olmstead, and they're going to call him for a walk. That'll be the first turnover for Ravenna, and give it to the Eagles. Jensen still trying to stretch that leg and ankle out, but doesn't look like he's going to be back in. That is a huge blow because he is a big leaper, good defender, good rebounder. And Olmstead brings the ball up the floor. Jacob off the pick, gives it off to Tanner Ryan in the left-hand corner. One of the shot was well covered. Now down to Zach on the low block over Tyson Anderson. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, Dallas Bavard. Put it back up. It won't go. And Connor Baronic comes out of there with a basketball. And then trying to steal it back. Another foul going to be called on Overton. And it's going to be on Matt Ayton, his second. That's already 6 fouls on Overton. And we still have 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. And Ravenna will burn you bad from the free throw line. Burn you bad in a lot of places, but especially from the free throw line. Back cut, trying to get it to Connor Baronic, and Olmstead holds him. And Jacob Olmstead now has a foul, and that's the 7th, and that will put Connor Baronic at the line. Jacob Jensen limps back into the ball game. But how effective can he possibly be? He got rolled up on pretty good. If he can't run, he's just not going to be able to contribute like normal. And Baronic, who has a three-pointer to his credit, puts the free throw up and in to earn the back end of the 1-1. And the lead now up to 6, the largest for Ravenna here in the first quarter, 17-11. And a second free throw is on the way and good. So Connor Baronic hits them both. He's got 5, and after it was tied at 9, it's a 9-2 run. And on the inbounds, Overton throws it off the back of the backboard. That should be out of bounds. They're going to give it to Ravenna, though, because after it hit the back of the backboard, then it hit a Ravenna Blue Jay. They get it into Jensen. Jensen tries to get it up the floor, but he just can't go. And Ravenna catches him. Bavard gives it over to Olmstead. Tried to force it into Ryan. Connor Baronic on him. Wilkie knocks it away. The ball's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Overton Eagles. Well, Ravenna survived, or Overton survived the first 4 minutes. It's been the last two that have hurt him. And checking in Garrett Irvine and checking out Mark Cremosta. Looks like Coach Baronic may stay with a little more limited rotation here tonight, at least right now. Overton to throw it in. Long pass from the scorer's table all the way to the other side of the court. They get it to Bavard. He puts his head down, drives in, misses the shot. And the rebound brought down by Connor Moronic. Outlet pass to Sabord all the way into the paint. Gives it off to Irvine, low post. Kicks it out Anderson for the three. It's in and out, no good. Irvine can't get the rebound. It goes to Bavard. Bavard one-on-one, brings it down, misses the shot. Connor Moronic has another rebound. And Moronic with a nice throw to Sabord. Sabord up the floor, into the corner to Wilkie. Wilkie to the cutter. Anderson backdoor. Irvine, great pass up and in. Garrett Irvine. Good ball movement there by the Ravenna Blue Jays, and it's a 9-point lead, 20-11, as Olmstead brings it up for Overton all the way down, and we've got a little hook foul going to be called on Ravenna, and it's a good thing for them because Zach Olmstead took it all the way in and scored. Checking in, Mark Cremosta, and the foul on Lucas Wilkie will be his first. Overton basketball underneath their own hoop. And Jacob Olmstead throws it in, trying to get it back to him for a three. They put Connor Moronic on him. A long three is well off the mark, and it goes off the rim out of bounds. Overton is 1 of 4 from three-point land. Ravenna is 1 of 5. 1:11 to go here in the first quarter. 20-11 Blue Jays. They're on an 11-2 run. Ball at midcourt. Bringing it up is Sabora. They give it off to Moronic. Connor, back door off that pick. There's that little lob. You dunk it in the NBA or college. Here they just lay it in, and Trevor Sabore now has 7 points and a timeout Overton with just 49 seconds to go here in the quarter. It's 22-11. Ravenna, we'll be right back.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
College football going on tonight as well. Here's an update from the Champ Sports Bowl, currently airing on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM. 10 minutes to go in the first half. North Carolina State leading West Virginia 7-0. That game will be followed by Missouri and Iowa at 9. Here, just 49 seconds left in the quarter. Overton called the timeout. Now they're trying to break the press. They do. Ryan Olmstead. Zach, back up top to Jensen. Playing on a bum wheel. Got hurt in the very first 5 seconds of the game. Now Bavard is going to come in, draw some contact with Cremosta. He had the upper hand and draws the foul. Mark Cremosta with his first personal foul. Fifth team foul. A lot of fouls called here in the first quarter. 5 on Ravenna, 7 on Overton. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Jensen to throw it in. It tries to lob it to Bavard. It's almost stolen away, but he saves it. Gets it to Olmstead, who runs over Moronic or Wilkie and draws the charge. It's going to be Wilkie that draws the charge. A charging foul going to be called on Zach Olmstead, trying to plead his case to the official. But Weiss, Olmstead, and Ayton all have 2 fouls. And the ball will come back over to Ravenna, who's up 22-11. With 20 seconds to go, they're going to play for the last shot here in the first quarter. But again, you got to beware. They don't usually take that last shot at 5 seconds. They might try and sneak it in there at 8 or 9. But this time, they will finally get going with 10 seconds. Cremosta gives it off to Saborin. 4 seconds, still a long way away. Get it into the paint. Ball deflected away by Tanner Ryan, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. And Ravenna ends the first quarter on a 13-2 run, and they're up by 11. It's C2 top-ranked Ravenna leading D1 top-ranked Overton 22-11 here in the Boys' Championship of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on KKPR.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Ravenna will get the ball to start the second quarter and try and extend their 11-point lead here, 22-11 over Overton. We'll give you some first quarter numbers in a minute as Baronic comes free off the pick. Takes an 18-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Lucas Wilkie. That's his third rebound back to Baronic. Backs up for three. That one is no good. And Matt Ayton will grant the loose ball. Turnovers in the first quarter. Overton 3, Ravenna 2. Rebounds. Overton 5, Ravenna 9. Three-point shooting. Ravenna 1 of 5. Overton 1 of 4. And another steal is made. This time Tyson Anderson comes out of there with it. Pushes it up the floor. Numbers aren't there, so he kicks it out to Saborn, who fires the three and drains it. 10 points for Trevor Saborn, and Ravenna is hitting again tonight. They were hot yesterday, and they're hot here as that ball kicked into the stands. just about terminated one of the Ravenna bench folk over there, as about three or four of them dove out of the way. And right now, Matt Ayton's trapped at midcourt, needs some help, loses his dribble, stolen away, Connor Baronic on the pass. Outlet pass the board, lays it up and in. And Ravenna's putting on a clinic right now against the Overton Eagles. Matt Ayton will get it to Olmstead. You know Overton's starting to get a little frustrated, then they dribble out of bounds, coming up the floor on the right side. 27-11, Overton has scored just 2 points here in the last 5 minutes, while Ravenna continues to light up the scoreboard. Anderson down low to Wilkie, shoves him in. Olmstead tried to draw the charge. They say he just flopped. Connor Baronic tries, kicks it out to Anderson for three. It's short, no good, but he follows his shot, got the rebound underneath the Baronic, and he is fouled. Again, Jensen's trying to stay with Anderson. He's got no chance after hurting his ankle in the first 5 seconds of this game. But he's staying in there. He went out for quite a bit of the first quarter. The foul is on Matt Ayton, and now he has three. And Connor Baronic will go to the line to shoot two. His first free throw is good. Connor has 6 points. And Trevor Saborn, the hot hand right now, has a dozen already for Ravenna. Jake Olmstead has 5 points for Overton. Still looking for their first points of the quarter. And Baronic puts it up. And in, 29-11, an 18-point Ravenna lead. Olmstead trying to get it to Jensen. It's a two-on-one, and Connor Baronic jumps out of the gym to deflect it and gets the steal. Fast break the other way, and there's a shot block underneath by Brady Weiss on Saborn's attempt. Then the outlet stolen away by Baronic, and he's going to come down the baseline and walk with the basketball. There was some contact, and they decided to call the travel, and the ball will belong to Overton. Jacob Jensen tries to cherry pick a little bit, but Connor Baronic settles back there. Olmstead throws it to Weiss. Weiss right down the middle of the floor. Three on three. Gives it off to Olmstead. Coming in, Zach puts it up. Missed the short little runner. Nothing going for Overton. Baronic the rebound. Outlet to Wilkie. It's knocked away. Ravenna trying to get the timeout. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of the Eagles. And Ravenna will turn it over for just the fourth time in the basketball game. 5:53 to go in the first half. It's 29-11 Ravenna. It was 9-9 midway through the first quarter. And since then, they have sealed up the Overton basket. And it has been all Ravenna. 20-2 run that they are currently on here in this battle of number ones. You just never know. Coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll talk with Ravenna girls coach Jeff Dover, coming off their win this afternoon in easy fashion over Loup City, and preview what's still ahead. Their next big game, it would appear, would be at undefeated Minden a couple of weeks into January. Overton basketball trying to break the press. Long throw to Olmstead. Tries to lob it to Jensen. He just can't get up. Has to save it. Makes a nice save there to Jacob Olmstead. Trying to get into the paint, guarded by Connor Baronic. Now a double team, drives, dishes it off. Jensen in the corner for three, and Jacob Jensen hits the three. First bucket of the ball game for Jensen, and it's a three-pointer to finally get the scoreboard moved in the second quarter here for Overton. 29-14 Blue Jays. Veronic top of the circle. Matched up there by Jake Olmstead. He is the junior of the two, and now it's taken away by Jacob Olmstead. Two on one, gives it to Weiss, back to Olmstead, and he'll lay it up and in. So a little spark here for the Overton Eagles. 29-16 as Trevor Thorne brings it up to the top of the circle. Over to Connor Veronic. Right side of the key off the pick, Wilkie. Right elbow, dribbles it off his foot. Ooh, out of bounds, they say, off of an Overton leg. And a break there maybe for Ravenna as Tanner Ryan in. Jacob Jensen out, still really limping on that right ankle. And in for Ravenna, Anderson returns. Bounce pass, trying to get it into Irvine. Nice play there by Bavard. And then he almost turns it over, and we've got a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Ravenna. And Ravenna has the basketball on the alternating possession. Guess we'll put that down as a pair of turnovers because Bavard made the steal and then tried to make the pass too quickly. Overton sometimes going a little too fast. Anderson on the right wing on the inbounds against the man-to-man both ways. In case we haven't told you that enough, both teams in the man-to-man. Veronic trying to get a pick. Olmstead stays right with him. Over to Anderson. Tanner Ryan on him. Anderson backs up from the right side of the key, and nothing there. So they're going to reset. Back out between the circles. Anderson back cut to Saborn. Saborn attacks the hoop off balance. It's got it to go. Hits the ground hard. And Trevor Saborn with 14 points. Bavard got in his way, but it didn't matter. As Weiss gives it off to Ryan. Baseline jumper right side. No good. And the rebound brought down by Anderson. They want to run again. Outlet pass. Wilkie left. Rolled out. No good. Irvine follows and he's fouled. For just a second there, Ravenna was getting out-hustled. But in the last two times up and down the court, they've out-hustled Overton. And it's cost the Eagles some points and some fouls. And the foul here is on Bavard, his first. And Garrett Irvine will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws, his first of the basketball game. And the first free throw is good. 3 points for Irvine. 32-16, Ravenna. Gramosta back in. Saborn will get a breather here for the Blue Jays. Second free throw on the way. Too strong. And the rebound brought down by Bavard. Oh, Wilkie with a foul that they didn't call. Just grabbed his arm. And to the other end they come. Tanner Ryan's open. Fakes the three. Gets it to Jensen. Right-hand corner. Quick three. Forcing in, it's no good, but Bavard got the rebound, put it up, no good. Veronic with the rebound. And to the other end they come, Wilkie on the low post, up over Jensen, no good, and an over-the-back foul going to be called on Ravenna. Looks like that one might be on Irvine, and for Garrett, that'll be his first personal foul, sixth team foul of the half on the Blue Jays. Final from Kearney High, the Scottsbluff girls beating Kearney 38-25 in girls action. The boys will play Kearney Lexington, tipping off here in about a half an hour. Trying to get it down to Olmstead. Irvine knocks it away. Still 3:35 to go here before halftime. Connor Baronic quickly back in. And on the other side, Jacob Olmstead quickly back in. They've been going against each other pretty much both ends of the court. Overton's task now, get it to single digits by halftime. Ravenna, they'd like to just put this away. And on the inbound, Saborn goes up and runs right into Bavard. Normally, they find a way to tip that without getting the contact. Didn't happen there. And the foul on Trevor is his second. And that is also the seventh. So a 1-1 will send the junior Dallas Bavard to the line for a 1-1. Hasn't scored yet. And this will be his first free throw attempt, only the second time that the Eagles have been to the line. And the free throw now for Bavard, as Overton needs all of these and can't get it too strong. Rebound brought down by Tyson Anderson, his sixth, and Ravenna is controlling the glass, somewhat surprising. Right side, Baronic. Right wing, weak side, up top, Cremosta. Back over to Baronic on the weak side. Trying to find that back cut. Instead, Saborn, a three. Got boxed out to the ground. It's an air ball. And no foul. They're going to let it go this time, but Brady Weiss better not do it again. And for having two fouls, that was not a very smart play by Weiss. 32-16. Overton does get the basketball. 3:10 to go here in the first half. Ball knocked out of Weiss's hands on the double team. Out of bounds. Stays with Overton. Tomorrow, we'll have high school basketball from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Amherst and Ainsworth here on Classic Hits 98.9. Earlier in the day, Kearney Catholic at North Platte St. Pat's on ESPN 1460. Olmstead gets it over to Weiss. Open momentarily. Doesn't get the shot. Pass deflected. Pass deflected again. Ball loose. Picked up there by Olmstead. Olmstead, a long three. Can't get it to go. Overton just can't get that shot that might get their crowd into it. And a foul going to be called on Tanner Ryan. Ryan trying to outbattle Irvine for the rebound. First foul. Also, two free throws coming up for Irvine, who hit one of two earlier in the quarter. Still 32-16. Ravenna has slowed down a little bit here in the last couple minutes, and the free throw is up and in. But Overton just can't cut into the lead much. Back into the ball game, Wilkie and Zach Olmstead for their respective teams. Jacob Jensen back on the bench with that injury, and the rebound off the missed free throw comes to Zach Olmstead. That's his first board. Zach gets it up the floor. Bavard open but doesn't want the three. Guarded there by Irvine. Tries the baseline. Runs out of room. Kicks it over to Ryan. Back up top. Here's a three. Brady Weiss on the way and in. Brady Weiss hits his first three-pointer of the ball game. And it's 33-19 Ravenna. Quickly up the floor. Wilkie back to Saborn. Saborn left side of the key. Swings it over to Moronic. Guarded by Jake Olmstead. Now back to Saborn. Weiss on him. Saborn behind the back, left side of the key, kicks it up top. Anderson, guarded by Ryan on the switch. Anderson comes to the baseline, puts it up, partially blocked by Bavard, and then a foul going to be called on Wilkie, shoving Bavard out of bounds. And for Lucas, that'll be his second personal foul, and we'll walk to the other end, and Bavard will shoot a 1-1. He's 0-1 at the line. 2:04 to go here. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Overton, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Bavard getting ready to put his first free throw on the way. And this one is up and no good again. Ball is grabbed by Connor Baranek. He'll save it for his seventh rebound. Give it off to Tyson Anderson. Front court to Techmeyer. He came in. Back to Baranek to Techmeyer. Top of the key, Saborin. Drop step, tries the middle of the lane. Weiss got part of it, and the rebound brought down by Zach Olmstead. On the partial deflection, they want to run. Tanner Ryan can't grab the handle. Another Overton turnover. One-on-one, Saborn brings it the other way and lays it up and in. There's a four-point turnaround. Overton could have cut it to 12. Instead, they're down 16. They have seven turnovers this quarter. Eagle basketball. Weiss way out by half court in front of the bench. Off the pick of Ryan, lobs it down low to Olmstead. Ooh, swung an elbow, but it's knocked away. Another Overton turnover. And Overton loses it again, and Ravenna has it with a minute 10 to go in the quarter. Techmeyer, nobody guards him, so he'll shoot the three. It's no good. Follows his shot, got the rebound, kicks it up for Saborin's three, which is no good. Cremosa underneath gets another offensive rebound, puts it back up and in. Jay Stairs said it. We've got a rebound better, and they're not. And they have given up a lot of points because of it. 37-19, just like that. The lead back to 18 points under a minute to go. Down to Olmstead. Jake trying to back in. Now a turnaround fadeaway jumper off the iron two times, and it goes. So Jacob Olmstead gets his second bucket of the quarter, ninth of the game. Ravenna quickly up the floor. Anderson backing in. Swings it over to Techmeyer on the weak side. Back out to Baranek. Between the circles they go. Anderson, left side, Cremosa. 22 seconds to go. And now Saborn puts the ball on his head. Weiss comes out on him. Overton's got to be careful not to make a foolish foul here, especially with a lot of guys that already have two. 10 seconds. Anderson with it on the left side of the key. Baranek between the circles with 6 seconds. Playing catch. Anderson into the paint. Gives it off Cremosa. Wide open. Three is good. And that's what makes Ravenna good. They don't care who shoots the basketball. And at halftime, Ravenna will head to the locker room with their largest lead of the game. It's the number one team in C2, leading the number one team in B1 by a wide margin. Ravenna 40, Overton 21, and we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute on Classic Hits.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Ravenna High School, halftime of the final game of the Ravenna Holiday Basketball Tournament. The boys' championship is a battle of number ones, but after a even start at 9-9, it is all Ravenna at the half, 40-21. And it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, earlier today in high school basketball here, it was the Centura boys winning the consolation game over Loup City 30-28, and they did that on Cameron Aitken's putback at the buzzer to win it by two. Aitken had 8 points, 10 rebounds, only four players scored for each team. Centura got 10 from Chase Weldy and Austin Casperson. Loup City got 15 points from Brady Rasmussen, 9 points, nine rebounds from Cole Lambrick. And in the girls' championship, it was over early. Ravenna was up 27-12 at the half and blew out Loup City 64-20. 15 points for Maggie Mateka, 12 for Carissa Finke, 11 for Hunter Hilge, and Elisa Petka. And we'll talk with Coach Jeff Thober of the Ravenna Lady Jays right after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Halftime of our boys' game, it's 40-21. Blue Jays leading Overton, and in the girls' game today, it was all Ravenna, as we told you before the break, 64-20 over Loup City. Coach Jeff Thober joins us. Hey, Coach, I know you wanted to get two games in, but you also wanted to be friendly to your conference rivals from Centura and not kick them totally out of here. Just couldn't find somebody to fill in that spot, and then you weren't really challenged today. So a lot different feeling, I guess, for a holiday tournament, at least for this year, for your team. Just, I guess, your thoughts on where that puts you entering the first part of January.
Well, it was different because yesterday, the good part about it is yesterday we got a great practice in. We worked, we played hard and got just a regular practice in. Taxed them a little bit, and so I guess that's the advantage. We've got an extra day of practice. But, Mettenbrink, she's going to owe us one because, that's always a good game for Tura and Ravenna. And so she'll definitely owe us one for dropping out of the tournament and going on vacation.
Well, maybe you can go to Florida next year.
Well, I think that should be part of the deal.
talk about the way your team played here today. It was a slow start. It looked like maybe we were going to have a game for a while there in the first quarter, but once the three started to drop, it opens things up, and obviously your pressure just gave them all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, we got off to a slow start, and girls, you just see it on their faces. They weren't really into it right away. Second half, though, I'll give them credit. They came out with some intensity, and we got our post involved, which is something we've definitely missed here this year so far, and it was nice to see to get their post involved, not only passing to them, but they were getting some putbacks, some offensive rebounds, and a little more active like they should have been in the past. So hopefully we've used this game to really improve in that area.
Yeah, it seemed like you could tell right away what the message was at halftime, because Hunter hadn't scored in the first half and then ends up with 11 points, 5 rebounds there in the second half.
Yep, I just thought they were getting a little bit complacent, and they definitely were. So they responded well the second half.
5-2 coming out of December. You played a couple of home games, a quality win against Kearney Catholic, a real close game there with West Point CC, which I know you wanted to win, but at least it was some new competition and a real good ball club. You come back out of the break, hit the road for Donovan, Wood River. You got Litchfield. Everybody's going to be pointing to that Minden game. You got Sutton coming up at home, who's unbeaten. So for every game that maybe you won't be tested, there's a game you'll definitely be tested
yeah.
a couple times.
Definitely. I think our schedule's set up pretty nice where we get some games that we definitely should win if we play well, and then we'll get some games that we're tested. And those games were tested. We're going to have to figure out a way to win a couple of them because, you know, we've been close against Chambers. We were close against West Point, but definitely watching film and going over things, and we're close. We're really close, but we've got to find a way to beat that quality team this year, and I think that'll give us confidence to propel us, even get to state and maybe even do some damage at state.
What's it going to take to get that win? What's the one thing that's been missing so far?
I think that killer attitude that, you know, I just don't think these girls have yet to put their foot on other teams' throats and really put them down like they have capabilities to do. I believe the talent's there. And I think if we could win one of those big games, it would really give them the confidence and the belief. And if they could taste that, I think it would really, really propel us to the end of the season.
Well, Jeff, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes. Congratulations on the win. And we'll see you probably in a couple of weeks. I imagine maybe over at Minden.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Dober, head coach of the Ravenna girls. 5-2 and an easy win today over Loup City, 64-20. We'll take a look at the halftime boys stats in a minute here on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Here's a look at your first half stats. First of all, for the Overton Eagles, Matt Ayton, 2 rebounds. Dallas Bavard, 5 rebounds and a block. Jacob Jensen, 3 points. Brady Weiss, 3 points, a rebound, 2 blocks. Zach Olmstead, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jacob Olmstead, 9 points, a rebound, 2 blocks. Tanner Ryan has 4 points. 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second at the half, 21 points, 11 rebounds. 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land. 5 block shots, but 11 turnovers for the Eagles. Matt Ayton has 3 fouls. Brady Weiss and Zach Olmstead have 2. For Ravenna, Trevor Sabord is the leading scorer with 16 points. Tyson Anderson has 4 points, 6 rebounds. Sid Beckmeyer, a rebound. Connor Baronic, 7 points, 7 rebounds. Mark Cremosta, 5 points to rebound. Lucas Wilkie, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Garrett Irvine, 4 points and 1 rebound. 22 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second. At the half, 40 points. 19 rebounds in the basketball game, 9 of 14 from the free throw line, 3 of 12 from 3-point land, and 6 turnovers. Ravenna leads it 40-21, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. The second half is next.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Overton will get the ball to start the second half. They'll work it around. Tanner Ryan's going to drive and draw a foul right off the bat. So Tanner will go to the line, and you have to wonder, without Jacob Jensen starting the second half, he's got his warm-up on, knee, ankle, whatever it is. He's probably done for the rest of the night. The foul was on Tyson Anderson, his second, and the first free throw is up and in by Tanner Ryan. Second free throw up and in, so some valuable playing time for the freshman Ryan. Again, Anderson, or Jensen got hurt right on the first play of the game. 5 seconds, Ravenna won the tip, took it underneath, and Jensen either twisted his knee or got his ankle stepped on, and now Wilkie drives the baseline, kicks it to Kermosta over Saborn for three. It's a little long, and the rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead. Let's see how Overton responds here early in the second half. Wide open three, Weiss, that would help, but it will not go, and Connor Baronic will pull down the rebound. Overton also needs some of their shots to go, and now Matt Ayton has just committed his fourth personal foul, and he's out, and Dallas Bavard is in. So Overton not all that deep, and now they're really not deep. You got a kid in Ayton that's got four fouls, 40 seconds into the half, and you got Jensen done for the night, it looks like. And here's Ravenna back on the offense. Connor Baronic, left elbow, gets it into Saborn, turnaround jumper, and he spins it in. You can't defend that. 18 points for Trevor Saborn. 42-23, the teams have exchanged buckets here in the first minute of the third quarter. Overton fires it into the paint to Ryan, working on Baronic, up and under, hit the rim, and are going to call Connor for leaning on him a little too much. Second foul on Baronic. Again, that's another key stat. Overton at the line was 2 of 4 in the first half, while Ravenna 9 of 14. You would have expected Overton to maybe get a few more free throws, but Overton is that half step slow trying to catch up as Tanner Ryan misses the first one here. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Second one coming. And it's on the way, and it is going to be off the rim, no good. Rebound, Tyson Anderson. The Ravenna Holiday Tournament Boys Championship, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Overton, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Battle of number ones is all Ravenna since midway through the first quarter. 42-23, Connor Baronic trying to rub off a screen there, but Olmstead stays with him. Jake is on Baronic. That's been a matchup here for most of this game. Here's Saborn working on Weiss. Goes offhand. Oh, and we got a foul coming. And that might be on Jake Olmstead trying to help out. And that is the call. And Jake Olmstead is walking away so that whatever he's muttering cannot be heard by anybody with a whistle. It's a tough call there. And at the line will be Saborn to shoot two. And the first one good. He was just one of three at the line in the first half, about the only thing that wasn't going perfectly for Ravenna. Hits the first one here, and the lead 20. Second free throw, good. So Saborn hits them both, 44-23. Pressure on Weiss, long pass to midcourt to Jacob Olmstead. Numbers aren't there, so he looks for the pick, gets the pick. Ryan, three in the corner, is over everything. And now what do we have? A foul call from a long way away. And I think they're going to call it on Ravenna. And that's going to go on Lucas Wilkie, apparently trying to push somebody out of the way to get the rebound. So it's his third, and Garrett Irvine will come in. Overton to throw the ball in. Weiss needs some help. Finally gets rid of it, but it's tipped. And good play by Olmstead just to sit it because Kermosta had it momentarily. Now Bavard forces the issue and loses it anyway. Outlet pass to Bohr. There's a whistle. Are they going to call a walk or are they going to call a foul? Going to call a foul. It was one of those where Saborn was probably fouled. They didn't call it, then walked, and then got fouled again because he stumbled right in to Brady Weiss, his third foul. So we played 2 minutes in the third quarter, and we've had six fouls called. Free throw too strong by Trevor Zabor in that time. He's already got 20 points in the basketball game. And the second free throw now on the way. It is in. So one of two for Saborn, and he's got 21 points here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. That's the same amount he had last night against Centura, and a pass break the other way. Ryan missed the layup, rebound. Olmstead up and in, and he draws the foul. Zach, with his first bucket of the ball game, will have a chance to complete the three-point play. And the foul is on Garrett Irvine. That'll be his second. Oh, somebody call the Elks. We're holding a free throw shooting contest here at Ravenna. And Olmstead will try and knock home this free throw to complete the three-point play. That's new, by the way. That's new. Free throw is no good. Irvine with the rebound. Outlet pass knocked away. So Overton just 2 of 5 here at the line in this third quarter. They're down 20 points, 45-25. It was 22-11 at the end of one. And as we said at the outset, Overton couldn't get in a position of playing catch-up, and they're a lot farther away from just playing catch-up. They're trying to stay competitive right now. Good slap away, Tanner Ryan. Ball still loose, but finally controlled there by the Overton Eagles. Seventh turnover for the Blue Jays. Ryan runs into Baranek, and a blocking foul on Connor. Third personal foul on Connor Baranek. That ball was out of control. That play was out of control, and it's just one of those where Ravenna wasn't quite sure where the ball was going, and they're usually pretty solid on defense, and he didn't get there in time. Ryan was a little out of control, but Connor tried to get the charge and draws his third foul. Tanner Ryan to shoot two. Free throw on the way. No good. And again, the freshman Tanner Ryan getting a lot more minutes here in this big game because Jacob Jensen is out, injured immediately off the opening tip. Second free throw, short. First one long, second one short. Connor Baranek will yank down the rebound. I think his dapper is up a little bit here. Basketball to Baranek, kicks a corner. Cremosa out, Sabor in three on the way. It skims out, no good. And rebound brought down by Olmstead. Jacob with his third board. Very few rebounds in this game for the Overton Eagles. By the way, at halftime, North Carolina State leads West Virginia 10-7. As Overton works it around right side, flashes a man through, lobs it into Zach Olmstead, and Olmstead will lay it off the glass and in. 45-27, Ravenna. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of game. Overton's not going to give up, so Ravenna can't quit here and just coast home. And they don't want him. That's not their style. Anderson, they sag it to him right wing. Ryan on him in a man-to-man. Spin move. Takes it up and under. Missed it that time. Rebound brought down by Zach Olmstead. And Zach will bring it up the right side. Sees it. Everybody gets back quickly to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Connor Baranek. Nice play there. Steps in the passing lane. Makes the steal. Connor brings the ball up the floor. Lost the handle. It took a funny hop. It's stolen away. Weiss outlet pass to Olmstead. He'll put it up and in. Zach Olmstead with 6 in a row. 45-29. Here's Saborn trying to beat everybody back. Stops on the right side of the key. Backs in. Throws it into the corner to Cremosa. Back up top, Connor Baranek. Swings it left side, Saborn. Saborn working on Weiss. Back over to Cremosa to Anderson. Off the pick, the three by Tyson. Hits the rim twice, won't go. Falls into Cremosa's hands. Blocked by Bavard. Put back up, no. And finally a whistle. And a foul going to be called. Let's see who this is on. There's a whole mess of stuff going on in there. Too fast to keep up with this old man's pen. It's going to be on Tanner Ryan, his second. And Overton ball underneath their own hoop into Cremosa. Irvine's back in. Looks for the back cut, not there. Cremosa steps through, throws it back out to Anderson. It's bobbled but saved. Anderson a little slow to get up, but now regains the basketball on the right side of the key. Off the pick, no switch, back out top to Techmeyer, who's re-entered. And over to Sabor, guarded by Weiss, and Brady has to be careful because he's got three fouls. Ayton's on the bench with four, Jensen's out with the injury. Sabor to Anderson, Anderson to Techmeyer. Up top, good ball movement. The loss they probably went without shooting. Sabor puts it up, no good, got his own rebound. Up again, won't go. Irvine swats it out of there, and they'll save the basketball. And have another opportunity, Cremosa. These second and third chance opportunities killing Overton. Techmeyer guarded by Olmstead. A little bit of a mismatch with Connor Baronic on the bench, so that's who he's picked up. He's not really a threat to shoot. Now Anderson gives it off to Irvine off the double team. Bounce pass into the paint is good for Garrett Irvine on the bucket. And it's 47-29. Overton played such great defense but gave him too many chances. Tanner Ryan, three. Left corner, no. Rebound brought down by Sid Techmeyer. Overton just can't get anything to go. They are 0-3 here from three-point land this half. And now a whistle and a travel is going to be called on Ravenna as Tyson Anderson looked like he stepped on a defender's foot and tripped. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Jay Stair. With 2:36 to go in the third quarter of play, it's been up-tempo, but not much has changed in the third quarter. It was a 19-point lead at the half, and it's 18 now. Ravenna 47, Overton 29. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Along with our producer and engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda, wishing you a happy new year. Hope your holidays are going well. Glad we can bring you high school basketball. And a big thank you, as always, to our many fine sponsors, to Ravenna Athletic Director Paul Anderson and all the crew here. We know there's some wrestling going to be going on the next few days. In fact, Ravenna's heading down to Geneva for a tournament tomorrow. Wish those guys all the best of luck. Wood River's got their duels. Creighton Prep's got a tournament that Grand Island goes to on New Year's Eve if the weather holds. Right now it's basketball, though, and Dallas Lavard has it for Overton. Gets it inside. Tanner Ryan has a little crease. Contact on the shot, no good. Rebound, Olmstead. Put it up for Zach. It will not go, and it's pulled down there by Tyson Anderson. And Overton continues to be cold from the field. Cremosta up top. Anderson sees some room in the middle of the lane, drives into the double team, and kicks it out of there. They'll reverse it to the weak side. Here is Saborn trying to take his man one-on-one, and there's the fourth foul on Brady Weiss. Tries to body up on him, and then Saborn bumped into him real hard, and the fourth foul on Brady Weiss. He's got four. Ayton's got four. Jensen's out with an injury. And now Max Flores has got to check in. A little-used guard here for Coach Jay Stair. And Connor Baronic will throw it in for the Blue Jays. Up to Saborn, and Flores is on him, and he's going to have a big lesson here. And now a foul called, fighting through a screen. It's going to be called on Olmstead, and Jake with his third foul, and pretty soon Overton might run out of bodies. Connor Baronic to throw it in from in front of the Blue Jay bench. 47-29 Ravenna, a minute 52 to go in the third quarter. Only 7 points in the quarter for Ravenna. Only 8 for Overton, and they have been up and down the floor quite a bit. Connor Baronic out on the right side of the key. Hands it off to Anderson. Ball on the floor for Tyson. Trying to isolate him on Bavard. Doesn't do anything with it. Back out between the circles to Baronic. Trying to find Saborn. Flores stays on him, so Connor dribbles some time out here with a minute and a half to go third quarter. Connor stops back cut. There's Saborn. No problem. Laid up and in. You knew that was going to happen when the youngster Flores came in. It's just not enough experience for Flores in that situation, and they took advantage. Good job there by Ravenna as the drive by Olmstead around Baronic off the glass and in. Jacob Olmstead with his first bucket of the half, 11 in the game. 49-31, Ravenna with a minute to go here in the third quarter. Connor Baronic with the ball between the circles. Swings it off on the right key to Anderson. Anderson inside to Wilkie, and they're going to get Olmstead with a shove. This time Zach pushed him. His third. Ayton with four, Weiss with four, both Olmsteads with three, and we still have a quarter and a minute to go, and for the second time, Ravenna was in the 1-1 in the first, and they're in the 1-1 in the third quarter. And at the line, Lucas Wilkie, he's 2 of 2, 4 points, all came in the first quarter of play. And the first free throw here is on the way and good. Don't forget college football on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Halftime, North Carolina State leads West Virginia 10-7. That'll be followed by Iowa and Missouri in the inside poll, and Wilkie hits the second one. 51-31, a 20-point lead. We've been between 18 and 21 the whole quarter here. Backdoor cut. Flores tries to get the pass from Ryan, but flashing in there and knocking it away is going to be Trevor Saborn. If they can't get in there to make the steal, they make sure that they at least knock it out of there. Techmeyer and Irvine back in. Gives Veronica and Wilkie a little rest here for the final 45 seconds of the quarter. Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Olmstead to throw it in. Jacob gets it in. They're trying to find him for a three-pointer off the pick. Catches, drives the baseline. Anderson cuts him off. Pulls up from 12, way short. The ball is loose on the baseline. Picked up by Jacob. Olmstead up and in, and he draws the foul. Zach Olmstead, excuse me. Zach with the offensive rebound off his brother Jake's miss. And Zach's got 8 in the quarter and a chance for a three-point play. And just like that, Veronica and Wilkie back in now that they might get the ball. The foul is called on Sid Techmeyer, his first, 6th team foul, the 13th foul called here in the quarter. The free throw for Zach Olmstead is on the way, and it's short. Ball tip. Lucas Wilkie has it. That's his 4th rebound of the ball game. And let's see if Ravenna plays for one or if they go after it here. Trevor Saborn working on Max Flores. Tried the crossover. Now Flores gets on him. 20 seconds. Saborn with the 5-second count. Gets rid of it to Anderson. Anderson now off the switch. Is wide open. Doesn't decide to attack too much time on the clock. Now 10 seconds. Veronica has it. 8 seconds. Left side of the key. Back lob. It didn't work. Saborn deflected to Anderson. Back to Saborn, who lays it up and in. Not the way it was supposed to work, but good, good job there by Ravenna, as always, to stay awake on the play. And 25 points now for Trevor Saborn. We go to the fourth quarter. Ravenna 53, Overton 33 on Classic Hits 98.9.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Doug Duda back with you here at Ravenna as the Blue Jays will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. And they're not even shooting the ball from three-point land very well. 3 of 15, they're doing it other ways. They've made 14 free throws in the game. They lead it 53-33. Back cut to Saborn. He squares up and lays it off the glass from 5 and scores. 27 points for Trevor Saborn in the ball game tonight. And then you go all the way down to Connor Baronic, who has 7. After that, a bunch of guys with 5 and 6. Tanner Ryan gives it off to Olmstead. Jake takes it down the middle of the lane. He'll pull up. It's in and out. No good. Connor Baronic yanks down his 10th rebound. Baseball pass down to Wilkie. Back to Baronic, the trailer. He is caught up there with Dallas Bavard, and Dallas will be called for the foul, his 2nd. But we're going to shoot free throws on every foul here in the fourth quarter. And so after the main bucket by Saborn on the back cut, Veronica gets the rebound, brings it to the other end, gets it back, and draws the foul. And the free throw is going to be in and out for Connor. No good, but an offensive rebound. Lucas Wilkie back up and in. Lucas Wilkie with 8 points. The big fella just battling 57-33. And the jump on the left wing is going to come up short. And the rebound, Connor Veronica off the miss 3 that time from Jake Olmstead. And Ravenna just trying to put it away now. Overton becoming a little more frustrated. Ball loose in the lane. Wilkie trying to shuffle it out of there. And a timeout going to be called by the Blue Jays. They hadn't used one, so they'll use one here to save the possession. 6:57 to go in our game. 57-33. Ravenna. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Leading score right now for Overton is Jacob Olmstead with 11. Zach Olmstead has 10, got 8 of them there in the third quarter of play. Overton actually outscored Ravenna 12-11, but just a huge hill to overcome. Inbounds pass, they get it to Saborn. Saborn's shot is no good. Then fighting for the rebound. Foul going to be called on the Blue Jays, and the way Wilker reacted is probably going to be on him. It is. That's his fourth. So he's got 4. 3 on Connor Baronic. Again for Overton, Ayton and Weiss have 4. 3 on both of the Olmsteads. Now they're all in there now, though. And at the line, Brady Weiss to shoot the 1-1. He's hit 1 3-point bucket for his scoring total tonight, and the free throw is good. Last quarter, Overton was just 2 of 8 at the line. They are 4 of 12 through three quarters, and Ravenna was 14 of 20 through three quarters. Second free throw now for Weiss. On the way and good, so Brady hits them both. He's got 5 points, 57-35. I know it's early in the season, but the fewest points that Overton has scored was in their other loss in overtime against Loomis, which was 54. Anderson, a 3, and he banked it in. But it counts, and Tyson Anderson with his first 3 of the basketball game, 60-35. Weiss drives off to Olmstead. Zach puts it up, won't go, battles to get his own rebound, and he will. He'll get it into the left-hand corner. Now fire up a 3, a little wild. It's no good. Rebound brought down Trevor Saborn. Saborn pushes up the floor, coast-to-coast, weaves his way through. Had the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blue Jays. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, we will have all of the final stats, coaches' interviews, and wrap up our coverage of the 2010 Ravenna Holiday Tournament, where we've been the last 2 days, and it's off to Amherst for their tournament tomorrow and Thursday with Kearney Catholic, Ainsworth, and North Platte St. Pat's. Connor Baronic, good ball fake, wants a shot instead, dumps it into Garrett Irvine. Sweet move, reverse layup up and in. 8 points for Garrett. 62-35, and it's just getting a little more of a thumping here for Ravenna. Battle of number ones, and Ravenna definitely a solid number one. Of course, their only loss to unbeat Gretna, the number two team in Class B at Gretna. Here's a 3 by Jacob Olmstead. It will not go, and Connor Baronic with another rebound. He needs a 3-pointer to get a double-double. He's got 12 boards, just 7 points, though, all in the first half. Top of the circle with it is Saborn. Gets it into Irvine. A little one-hand jumper that time won't go. All blue jersey. Brady Weiss gets the rebound. Good job there. He fell but had kept dribbling the ball. And now up the floor he comes on Mark Cremosta. Swings it over to Ayton. Ayton will back it up. He's the sophomore with all these juniors and seniors out there. Weiss down to Olmstead, and Irvine reached in and pumped him. Third foul on Garrett, 8th team foul. But the free throw shooting, as we said, not great for Overton. Zach is 2 of 4. He'll shoot 1-1. Techmeyer back in for the Blue Jays, and for Overton, Tanner Ryan. And the first free throw for Zach Olmstead. On the way, and too strong. Ball slapped around, ends up in Tanner Ryan's hands, right underneath the hoop, but cannot get the put back. And Connor Baronic, yet another rebound. Outlet pass, Techmeyer to the trailer. Irvine kicks it out of the wing. Cremosta, he's there for 3. It's going to be off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Zach Olmstead. Well, outlet pass, Ryan, into the corner. Weiss, a 3 in transition. It will not go. Running down the rebound in the far corner, Trevor Saborn. To Connor Baronic at the track meet out on the wing. A 3 for Techmeyer is in and out, no good. Ball tipped around. Tanner Ryan gets his second straight rebound. Then it's taken away by Connor Baronic, who puts it up and in and draws the foul. First turnover of the fourth quarter results in a 3-point play opportunity for Baronic, who could get to 10 points and give him a double-double. The foul called on Tanner Ryan is his third. 64-35. Just 2 points for Overton here in the fourth quarter compared to 13, now make it 14 for Ravenna. 10 points and 13 rebounds for Connor Baronic. 65-35, a 30-point ball game. Never saw this coming, but boy, Ravenna rises to the challenge when they play another solid team. Here comes Olmstead driving in. They let him go. He dishes it off, falls in the lane, and going to the free throw line will be Zach Olmstead again as he is fouled on the shot. Foul will be called on Sid Techmeyer, his second. Even the fouls up at 9 apiece. Earlier today, it was Centura hitting a shot at the buzzer on a Cameron Aitken putback to beat Loup City 30-28 in the boys' consolation. And in the girls' championship, Ravenna 64-20 over Loup City. And this game didn't turn out to be close either. 65-35 is the first free throw, no good by Zach. Second free throw coming up for Olmstead is good. You have 11 points for Zach Olmstead. All 3 points in the quarter have been from the free throw line for Overton as they've really struggled from the field. Anderson drives in. Wilkie, why not for three? It's going to be short, though. And rebound to Jacob Olmstead. Up ahead, they get it. Aiton underneath the short layup. Up and in, that was Weiss on the assist to Zach Olmstead, who has 13 points. 65-38, you're listening to the boys' championship battle of number one of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, and Ravenna, and the World Wide Web, KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you here. That's Trevor Saborn, who's already got 27 points, goes to Mark Cremosa on the left wing. Back up top, Connor Baronic. Baronic swings it to the right side. Thinking about driving Saborn on Weiss. Now gets rid of it to Anderson. And a timeout going to be called. I think it's time to clear the bench, it looks like, for Coach Paul Baronic. Timeout on the floor by the Blue Jays. 3:29 to go in the basketball game. 65-38 Ravenna. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you the finals on all that we have. Update you on the NFL and college football. Just underway in the third quarter, North Carolina State leads West Virginia 10-7 on ESPN Radio, 14-60 and 15-50. Well, Ravenna called timeout, but they did not clear the bench. So, and right now, Jacob Olmstead and Connor Baronic are having a little battle between themselves, and it's become a little interesting. So we'll keep an eye on that. The official actually spoke to them after that, or during that timeout, saying to cut it out. And not cutting it out, by the way. Anderson over to Wilkie. Wilkie on the right wing. Wilkie drives the baseline. Cut off there by Zach Olmstead. Kicks it out to Cremosa. The three-pointer is no good. Rebounds loose on the floor. Nice save by Tyson Anderson. He rolls it out to his teammate, Saborin. Back out to Trevor, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Brady Weiss. Ravenna will go to 6-1. Overton will drop to 5-2. The new rankings will be out next week. Ravenna should stay number one. I imagine Overton will fall because of the loss to Loomis, not because of this loss. Here is Tyson Anderson weaving his way through traffic and drawing a foul. Tyson Anderson to shoot two free throws. He's got 7 points and 9 boards so far in the basketball game. 65-38 Ravenna. And Tyson Anderson with the free throw is up and in. Sid Techmeyer comes in for the Blue Jays. And the second free throw up and in. So Anderson hits them both, 5 of the quarter, 9 of the game, 67-38. Weiss pulls up for a pretty long 3, and it's short. Garrett Irvine will grab the loose ball. Overton is 0 of 8 from beyond the arc here in the second half. Wilkie takes it all the way in. Ryan tries to block his shot. They're going to call Tanner for the personal foul, and now he has 4. Oh, make it 5. That's 5 on Tanner Ryan. He's going to foul out of the basketball game. 6 points, 2 rebounds for Ryan. He'll leave us with 2:44, and Dallas Bavard will check in. And Coach Paul Moronic slowly but surely clearing his bench. Checking into the ball game, number 20, Tom Sikowski. And the free throw is up and in by Lucas Wilkie. He's got 9 points. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is in. And now checking in, Paul Bauer. So Wilkie gets into double digits with 10 points again tonight, 69-38. And Overton will get it into Brady Weeks. 2:40 to go here in this boys' championship game that just continues to be revenge. They constantly pull away here. Driving in, Weiss knocked off his leg into Bauer's hand. Overton's second turnover of the quarter. Cremosa pushes it up the floor. Cut off there. Good defense by Zach Olmstead. Out to Bauer. 15-footer off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down there by Olmstead. And as he headed up the floor, walked with the basketball. He turned. There was all kinds of white jerseys. Couldn't quite get through them. And now Overton going to go a little deeper on the bench. Here comes Max Flores, Anthony Fisher, Nick Seeberger for Ravenna. Here comes Amon Miller into the game with 2:21 to go. We'll play out the string. Tough one for Overton. They were hoping for more tonight, especially last year. They played a Ravenna team that a lot of people, I think, thought was better last year, and this year's team has just been an incredible journey so far, and we're only 7 games in for the Ravenna Jays. Last year it was a 3-point game. Tonight it's 31. Paul Bauer inbound to Irvine. Turnaround jumper with the left hand. No good. And then he fouled going over the back. Either him or Sikowski. Bavard should be the man going to the line here. Both teams are in the double bonus. Hopefully we don't have a lot more fouls with 2:17 to go. They're calling on Sikowski, actually. And Bavard will go to the line. His 6th rebound. But he's 0 of 2 at the line. He gets 2 chances here to get his name in the scorebook. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Appreciate their business. Wish them the best in 2011 as we get ready for that. Bavard hits it. For these teams, they're done for 2010. But for our basketball team, we're off to Amherst tomorrow. Kearney Catholic North Platte St. Pat's, 130 and 315 on ESPN Radio 1460. Second free throw up and in. And that'll be followed by Amherst Ainsworth here on Classic Hits 98.9 at 5 and 645. 69-40 your score. And Sikowski hands it off to Techmeyer. Techmeyer trying to get inside for a shot. Fires it up and it goes. Sid Techmeyer with his first bucket. 71-40. Up the floor, Matt Ayton, who didn't get to play as much as he'd like because of all the foul trouble. He's going to take it right in, and he'll be grabbed on the arm on the way up by Paul Bauer. And Ayton will have a chance for his first points from the free throw line. First foul on Bauer, 1:52 to go. The free throw is up, and it is in for Matt Ayton. His first point, and checking in now. For the Eagles will be Joel Schaefer, 5'7", freshman. And a second free throw sets on the rim and goes, so Ayton hits them both. And it's now 71-42 up the floor, Sikowski with it. Both teams trying to get something going here with their reserves in the final 1:40. Up top, it's the big fella Irvine, back cut Sikowski, and he didn't quite have it cleanly. He's got that wrap on the left wrist, and couldn't grab the ball clean, and that'll be the first turnover of the fourth quarter on Ravenna. I've got him for 10 in the game. Ball will be thrown in by Fisher. Gets it to Ayton. Works it up on the left side. Gets a pick from Flores. Back to Max. Max down the middle of the paint. Swings it backside to Seeberger, and he'll lead in and draw the foul. Nick Seeberger to the line to shoot free throws. This will be the 10th and 11th free throw of the fourth quarter for Overton. 6 free throw attempts for Ravenna. Free throw. Seeberger, yeah. Nick Seeberger gets his first point. End of the ball game now for Ravenna. Going to be Jake Vogt, Tyler Douglas. Techmeyer, Irvine, and Sikowski stay out there. And a second free throw now, Seeberger, and that's it as well. So Seeberger hits them both, and all but 2 points here in the fourth quarter of these 11, 9 free throws and 2 from a field goal. Sikowski over to Techmeyer, 1:15 to go. Misco Sports postgame show coming up out to the right wing to Tyler Douglas. Douglas trying to get it inside. It's covered, so he'll hand it off to Techmeyer. Now back to Vogt in the corner. Jake to the low post. Douglas, turnaround jumper off the glass, a little strong. Rebound brought down by Seaberger. Outlet pass to Fisher. Fisher looks for the trailer. Now needs some help. Back out towards midcourt, Seaberger. Right side, they'll get it to Flores. 50 seconds to go. Flores wants to get a shot. Instead, he throws it behind Joel Schaefer and out of bounds. Amon Miller wants to re-enter here for the Blue Jays. Also, Paul Bauer. That'll get Techmeyer and Irvine out. He played a little bit of minutes earlier. 71-44, Ravenna. Impressive win here to take the 2010 Holiday Tournament. Down to Bauer, low post, and he'll stick it up and in. Paul Bauer gets in the scorebook. 73-44. Up the floor with it, Joel Schaefer for the Eagles. Joel gives it over to Flores on the left wing. Flores into the paint. No look pass to Fisher, who throws it up towards the hoop. No good. Everybody trying to grab the ball, but it goes out of bounds to Ravenna. 24 seconds remaining. Stay with us. We'll talk with the coach, Paul Baronic. All the final stats from tonight's game. The battle of number ones, which turned out to be all Ravenna after the first quarter. Here's Vogt throwing up a three-pointer. It's no good. The ball goes out of bounds to Overton. 13 seconds remaining. Into the ball game for Overton is Logan Kaiser. He throws it in. Schaefer at midcourt with 8 seconds. To Flores. Flores, top of the circle, wants to get a shot, swings it over to Seaberger. 2 seconds, 1 second, and they won't get a shot away, and that'll be the end of the ball game here in Ravenna, and close out the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. The Ravenna Blue Jays, 73. The Overton Eagles, 44. The Ravenna boys and girls, in dominant fashion, sweep their own tournament titles here today. And we'll take a break. Be back with all the stats after this on the Misco Sports Post Game Show on KKPR.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Misco Sports wishing you a happy new year, saying thanks for your business in 2010. And if you still need some sporting items, whether you got a little Christmas cash to spend on yourself or you still have a family Christmas or get-together this weekend, stop by Misco's. They've got a gift that everybody would like, including Husker Apparel, now 20% off. Also, brand-name clothing, shoes, and apparel from names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and a whole lot more. Misco Sports on the brink to the downtown Kearney Center. Here's the final numbers. For Overton, had 8 players score, 2 in double figures. Matt Ayton, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Dallas Bavard, 2 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 block shots, tied for the team high in boards. Jacob Jensen hit a 3 before he went out, did not play in the second half. Injured his ankle, I believe it was, maybe knee, but I think it was his ankle. Run out the opening tip 5 seconds in and played very sparingly after that and not at all the second half, so they missed him, just 3 points. Nick Seaberger, 2 points, 1 rebound. Brady Weiss, 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks. Zach Olmstead, a team-high 13 points. He also tied for the team-high in rebounds with 6. Jacob Olmstead, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. And Tanner Ryan, 6 points and 2 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half, 14 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 11 of 19 in the second half. Actually, 9 of 11, a lot of those guys off the bench hitting free throws in the fourth quarter. For Overton, 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 0 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Overton had 21 points at halftime, 23 in the second half, and they were held to a season low, 44 points, 25 rebounds, 13 out of 23 at the free throw line, 3 of 16 from three-point land, 6 blocks and 17 turnovers. As the number one team in D1, Overton will fall to 5-2 on the season, and they will be on the road for their next three games and five of their next six, beginning on the 7th and 8th, as they take on Friday and Saturday games at Amherst and at Maxwell. They go to North Platte St. Pat's. Their only home game before the 28th is hosting a decent Bertrand team on the 15th of January. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Ravenna in a minute on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits. We'll hope to talk to Coach Paul Baranek here momentarily, but while we await his arrival, let's take a look at the final numbers for the Ravenna Blue Jays. They had 8 players score, but led again tonight by Trevor Saporin with 27 points, and of that, only 1 3-pointer tonight. So in the 2 games of the holiday tournament, Saporin had 48 points, 27 points, 3 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 9 points, 9 rebounds. Sid Techmeyer, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Baranek had the double-double with 10 points and a game-high 13 rebounds. He's actually become a much bigger part of that rebounding game and in the paint here in his junior year than we've seen his first 2 years in high school. 10 points, 13 rebounds. Mark Cremosta, 5 points, 1 rebound. Lucas Wilkie, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Garrett Irvine had a solid night, 8 points, 4 rebounds. And Paul Bauer had 2 points. 19 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 9 of 14 in the first half, 10 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, that was about the only thing that wasn't red hot tonight for Ravenna. They were 3 of 12 in the first half, 1 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half and 4 in the second half. The Blue Jays had 40 points at halftime. They scored 33 more in the second half, scored 22 in the first quarter, 22 in the fourth quarter, and finished with 73 points, 37 rebounds, 19 out of 26 at the free throw line, 4 of 21 from three-point land, and 10 turnovers as the number one team in C2, Ravenna, improves to 6-1 on the season with a 73-44 win over a solid Overton ball club. Ravenna will play a surprising Donovan Trumbull team, and they've got 3 straight nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th. They go to Donovan Trumbull on the 6th. They go to Wood River on the 7th. And they host Litchfield, who's a good D2 team. But, boy, they're going to have their hands full at 6-1 coming in here on the 8th. And then another good battle over at Minden. We'll talk with the head coach, Paul Baranek, to wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Update from the Champ Sports Bowl, North Carolina State 13, West Virginia 7, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, followed by Iowa and Missouri in the Insight Bowl. And Coach Paul Baranek steps up to join us right here. And I think one of the things to throw out right at the top is that once in a while things get taken for granted. You look up there, you see the Badgers back-to-back state champions for Ravenna. People are going to see this score tonight, 73-44, and go, oh, Overton didn't play good. You know what? Once in a while, you need to give credit to the guys that are at the top of the heap. And, Coach, I know your boys always like these challenges, the Gretnas, the Bellevues, the Overtons, the number ones, the Kearney Catholics, whoever it may be at the top of the heap in the conference championships, the Axtells the last couple of years. Didn't see this coming, and your boys were ready to go. I said at the top of the broadcast, I thought Overton needed to survive the first 4 minutes. They did, and that's when you went on your run, which is a little different.
Strange.
Great game for your kids.
Well, you know, and we even looked at each other on the bench and go, boy, this does not feel like a 30-point lead. You know, and just the way everybody was battling, and I looked up at the board there, and I kind of thought to myself, you know, maybe we should do some backing off here a little bit. But just at no time did I ever feel like it was comfortable, you know, and that's kind of weird to say maybe, but
a lot of credit. Kids want to play like this, too.
Yeah, you know, both teams just never had tie in them, and that's a credit to them guys. You know, Overton will get after you, and they're going to be a reckon to be with in the D1 ranks again.
You look at one of the things that has changed a little bit, and I brought this up. Connor's game maybe has changed a little bit. We saw him put up 32 against Kearney Catholic. But Trevor gets 27 tonight. He had 21 yesterday. Connor, because he's grown a little bit, which is different than Drake because everybody wants to compare him to Drake, he can get in there and maybe battle on the boards a little bit more, and he's doing that.
Yeah, you know, I'm really happy with that because if the offense isn't coming on any player, what happens to him? Do they tank? Do they quit? You know, Tyson Anderson is a perfect example there where he hasn't shot very well up until now, and he's really come to play these last couple games. But he never quit on the other parts, the defense, the assists, the – you know, just scrap this. And that's what they do. You know, I'm really fortunate to have those guys that, you know, the scoring is important to them, don't get me wrong. And it's nice to see their name in the paper and hear it on the radio by Doug Duda, you know, have it really screamed out. But, you know, give them credit a little bit where they hang in there and do the other dirty work that needs to be done.
You're up 22-11 at the end of the first quarter, and you really start to frustrate Overton. They didn't. You know, and you've had a few losses, too, where things just don't go like they usually go for you. What was the main concern going against them tonight?
Oh, their inside presence, the way they post up. And then, obviously, they've got enough three-point shooters. They're a tough matchup. They make me feel like, you know, I guess when other teams guard us, and this is kind of how I felt when we were playing Overton tonight, you know, we got a lot of issues here. You know, we got shooters, we got posts, we got drivers, it's tough. We were a tough matchup, but so were they. You know, and then the thing that kind of hit them hard, and I feel bad for Jensen going down, you know, they weren't at full strength, really. And, you know, those kind of things suck, you know. And it didn't even happen right away at a tip or something. I saw him limp, and I just feel terrible about that kind of stuff. I don't like that. And he deserves a chance to play. And, again, those things bother me. But
yeah, he tried to come back. The folks that just joined us, opening tip, Ravenna gets the tip. They go right at the hoop. And I don't know if he stepped on an ankle or got his ankle stepped on.
Yeah.
But he immediately was limping, tried to go. They set him out. They retape him. It didn't work. He sets out the second half, and hopefully he'll be ready to go.
I hope so.
After the first of the year. Again, we've been talking about all the kids because they all played well, and we've done that already throughout the season. But
throw one out. Who do you got?
Well, I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter. Garrett Irvine did some good things.
I just talked to his mom on the way up, and I just told her, you know, last year he didn't go out, and he made a decision to go back out again, and we've talked about this before. But he's just coming on and making a nice presence inside, which we need, and because Lucas has kind of been bearing that run a little bit. But Garrett just comes in and does his nice little jump hook and just battles. You know, he's got kind of a farmer's mentality, just a big old donkey in there, a mule that just outworks people. And, you know, sometimes mules are stupid and they'll go over the back. But, you know, that's okay because it ain't like we're trying to save him. You know, there's other guys we're trying to save. You know, we like him around at the end of the game, don't get me wrong, but you know, a big old fella like that battling. I just love Garrett, and he plays it the way it should be.
Now a few days off, then you get that quick stretch of three games in 3 nights, and Donovan Trumbull's going to try and slow you down.
Yeah.
That's the first game out there. Wood River has picked up a couple of wins since we saw them. Litchfield, I know that they're going to be outmatched against you guys, but they've got some good. They've got a good team over there.
They do. They have a night. I went and saw them the other night, and, you know, it starts with Kachera inside a little bit, but then they got a hard kid. It's a sophomore. It's really good. And Dan Bowling, you know, I got to give him credit. You know, he's a former athlete here for us. You know, he's the kind of kid, too, that's going to try to emulate what we do over here. And he says, let's line up and go. You know, he wants to play the best, too. And you got to give, you know, people like that a little nudge on the back and say, hey, you know, we appreciate the effort and so forth of what they do. And they'll come out and get it. You know, they'll be ready for us. And that'll be our third game in a row. And then, like I told the boys in the locker, we just talked about this. You know, we take about 3 days off. We play a little weaker opponent in Minden.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an NBA stretch there, it kind of looks like. And because of the type of teams are, Donovan Trumbull is so much, much, much improved. You know, Dave Oldman hasn't won 700 games for no reason, you know, or whatever he's won. It might be 8,000 for all I know. But, you know, they're good. Wood River's always a thorn in our rear because they just play us well and it's at their place. And then, you know, we got some battles. But our kids are tested, and we think we can get after some of those people, too.
Well, Coach, real impressive tonight. We'll let you go and wish you a happy new year.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 2011.
Likewise. I hope everybody has a nice 2011. You know, if you're going to go for extreme wishes, you know, why not another banner here for the Blue Jays? You know, maybe I'm speaking out of line, but, you know, whether it happens or not, you know, a lot of factors go into that. But the thing of it is, our guys understand, and that's what they play to do. Now, again, whether it happens or not, you know, those things are take care of themselves sometimes. But our guys, their mission every day is to practice and to play like, you know, that's important to us every time.
All right, go get in that recliner and get a nap.
I think it's about time. I haven't been sleeping very well the last couple of nights, but maybe I will tonight because there's a little left to worry about.
Exactly. Paul, thank you.
Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure, Doug.
We'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. You've been listening to high school basketball from the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, and today, the first game was low scoring, but it was the closest of all three, and it was Centura picking up their second win of the season with a 30-28 win over Loup City. Cameron Aitken put an offensive rebound back up and in off of a Chase Welty miss as time expired to win it 30-28. Ravenna dominated the girls' championship over Loup City 64-20, and behind 27 points from Trevor Saborn, the Ravenna boys just able to hold Overton down today 73-44. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. If you have got a little Husker apparel, you still need 20% off on all of that. If you're looking to exercise and get in shape, a new shipment of dumbbells and weights have just arrived. They've got great deals on that. Whatever you need, they've got it for you. Thanking you for your business in 2010, and they'll see you in 2011 at Misco Sports. Again, a reminder, tomorrow we will have high school basketball on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic plays North Platte St. Pat's at the Amherst Holiday Tournament, 1:30 and 3:15. We will also have the Amherst and North Platte St. Pat's doubleheader coming up right here on Classic Hits 98.9 at 5 and 6:45. And then we will have those consolation and championship games also coming up on Thursday. College football all week currently on ESPN. There is about 2:45 to go in the third. North Carolina State still leading over West Virginia 13-7. That'll be followed by the basketball game between Iowa and Missouri. The Kearney girls lost tonight to Scott's Bluff 38-25, and in a surprise game for the boys, Lexington is leading Kearney at half 18-15. Kearney drubbed Lexington a couple of weeks ago, or just a week ago, and the Hartland Lutheran boys lead Giltner 20-19 at the half. That's quite the battle as well, thanks to the folks that submitted those. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Gooda. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Amherst in the final. Ravenna 73, Overton 44 in the battle of number ones. Good night, everybody.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.